success. Let's pray, and then we'll preach the message. Father, I pray you bless the Word of God this morning. And God, we do want to be a success. God, we do want to be prosperous. We do want our lives to be blessed. And God, we know that there's a pattern in the Bible whereby that if we will simply follow it, that we can be blessed. We can be successful. Lord, things can go right in our lives. And I pray this morning that the Holy Ghost of God would speak to our hearts that we might understand what it is to be a success, what it takes to be a success. And God, that the Holy Ghost of God might open eyes and hearts and ears this morning to receive the Word of God. Bless the things that you put on my heart and help me to preach. And Father, I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm going to preach fast and you listen fast and we'll get out here in a timely manner. But let me say this morning about when it comes to being a success, just in a way of introduction. You know, there is a prescription for success and you're looking at it. You're reading it right here in the Bible. There's a prescription for that. Notice what he said in verse number 7. He said, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from to the right hand to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." There's a prescription for success. You know, it takes courage to follow the Word of God, and it takes faith to believe in God and do what He says. You know, we live in a day in a world that says you're there's something wrong with you if you believe the Bible. There's something wrong with you if you take a literal interpretation of what the Bible has to say. There's something wrong with you if you want your life to be what we call normal. There's something wrong with you. We live in a day when people, normal's out the window. Now we got pink, purple, green hair, you name it. I mean, every kind of design on a person's head you can think of. I mean, every day is Halloween for some people, amen. And that's become the norm, is it not? Is that not true? If you are normal, they say, "Well, you're weird. What's wrong with you? Hey, what's that you got in your hand? What's that Bible thing you're carrying there? What's that all about?" You see, but it takes courage to be a success in God's eyes. It takes courage to believe something and take a stand for something in your life. And again, the pressure today is to conform to the world, the flesh, and the devil. And the pressure's there. But if you're going to be a success in life, let me tell you something. You're going to have to stand against some things that are taking place in this world if you're going to be a success. And that is knowing and believing and obeying the Word of God. That is the principle. That is the prescription for being a success in your life. And Joshua was a success. In everything he did, he was a success because he followed the prescription that God had gave him. And again, that's where so many are going wrong today. They're leaving the prescription for success. You know what a doctor does? He wants you to be healthy. He writes you a prescription. Why? So you can get better. What a lot of people do, they'll take the prescription, go home, and flush it down the toilet. Do they not do that? I don't even know why they buy it to start with. Prescription meds are not cheap, but they'll go to the doctor. They get all these. They fill these prescriptions, and what do? They flush them down the toilet. And they go back to the doctor and say, "Doctor said you take that." "No, I flushed it down the toilet." So why are you coming to me? Isn't that the truth? Now, if I have no confidence in my doctor, I'll change doctors, right? But you see, at the lab sometimes, I mean, when a doctor gives you his prescription, he gives it to you for a reason, expects you to take it, right? And the same it is with God. When you come to God and say, "What should I do?" and God tells you what to do, if you don't do it, why did you come to God? Isn't that a simple thing? And if you're going to be a success, and Joshua was, then he followed the prescription. And thank God, his life, he followed the prescription, his life became a pattern for success. I mean, you think about that. He was a pattern for success. And all throughout the Bible, these patterns are given for display for all to be seen. Joshua was a success. David was a success. Solomon was a success. Daniel was a success. Hey, you say, why? Because they followed their prescription for succeeding. They followed the Lord. They obeyed the Lord. They did the things that were pleasing in His eyes. And they became a pattern. Now, for the next few minutes, what I want to do is look at the particulars for success. And that is that the devils are in the detail. The devil's in the details. Isn't that what we always say? And these are found in the Bible. The Bible is a book of success. And that's why so many people are failing today. You realize the amount of people don't even have a Bible anymore? The Bible's still the number one selling book in America. But who's buying it? The problem is there's a lot of homes where there's no Bibles in it. There's a lot of homes when a Bible's never opened. I mean, there are millions of kids, they'll come to church and they don't even know what Adam and Eve is. They've never heard any of the Bible stories. And it's no wonder that things are going horribly wrong in our nation. Because the Bible is the pattern for a success. And when it comes to this idea of being successful and having success, let me say this. When it comes to being a success, when it comes to the, if you want to be, you have success, and the first thing is the basics of life. You know, we can't have success in the basics of life. You say, define success. Well, in America, I think we could define success as simply as a simple little thing. It could be described as having a home. You know how many people in America don't have a home anymore? We live in a different generation. A family. You know how many people don't have a family anymore? A job. You know how many people don't have a job anymore? A place of worship. You realize how few people actually go to church anymore? And then this thought of knowing that you're going to heaven when you die. You know, I call those things success. I think, if you got a home and a family and a job and a place of worship and you know you're going to heaven, you've succeeded in life. That's the basics. That's the simple basics of life. And that's pretty much as basic as it gets. You know why our nation is falling apart? Because our nation is falling apart at the basics. We live in a nation today that's becoming transient. Hey, jobless, homeless, church memberless, and going to hell as a whole. We no longer are a Christian nation. You know why I can say that? Because only 35% of people attend church regularly in this country. Now do the math. We're 300 million people in America. 300 million people in America. About 95,000 people attend church. 95 million people attend church regular in this nation. That means two-thirds don't attend at all. So are we a Christian nation if only one-third attend church on a regular basis? We are not a Christian nation. And of that one-third that attend, you have everything in there. Hindus, Muslims, Christians, and then everything else in there in between. So no, we are no longer a Christian nation. And that's sad. Because there was a time in America when 95% of the people attended church, worshiped God, had a home, had a family, and had a job. But see, we live in a different day. We've lost the basics of life. And I think it has to do with this Bible, because this Bible is the basics for success. And as we've gone away from this Bible, we've moved from success to failure throughout our entire nation. Now, of that 30, you think about our nation, 35% attend church regularly, but yet 90% profess Christianity. 90% profess Christianity. And less than 40%, 38%, say they have assurance that they're going to heaven when they die. Now, isn't that something? Isn't that something? You see, what's that telling us? That we're failing somewhere. Joshua was a victorious success in everything he did. But I'll tell you this. Jesus said, "What shall profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? For what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" If you live in this world and spend your entire life here and die and go to hell when it's over, you're a failure. You know what a success is? 1 John 5:13 says this. He says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe in the name of the Son of God." Success is knowing at the end of the day that you're going to heaven when you die. I'm trying to think of that guy's name who was over all the computers. And he died here about a year ago. Steve Jobs. I listened to Steve Jobs' interview on NPR radio. It was sad. And Steve Jobs was a multi-billionaire, billionaire. I mean, the iPhone and all that, he invented all that stuff. Billionaire. Of course, he had the cancer and he was dying. And they interviewed him and they said, Steve, they said, what about eternal things? He said, well, it's a toss-up. I sort of believe in Hinduism. I'm going to be reincarnated. And I sort of believe there might be a heaven, but I don't know if I'm going there. It's like tossing a coin. You know what that man was? He was a failure. He was lost. He was a lost man is what he was. You say, where is he now? He's probably in hell. Why is that? Because he didn't think about eternal things. He was a success at business. He was a success at when it came to the iPhone and all those things. And hey, he was a success at the iPad and all the electronics. He was a success in that, but he was a failure in life when it came to eternal things. What shall profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? At the moment of death, if you don't know where you're going to spend eternity, you're in trouble. And those were words from his own mouth that I listened to on NPR public radio. And I thought to myself, this man has lost his way. And though he has all the wealth of the world, you know he was never satisfied. And that's why he came back to revive the company as it began to fail as he left. Because he said, I have nothing to live for except for this company. You know, I have a lot to live for besides my business endeavors. Whatever happened to family and God and country? You see, the problem was he lost the basics of success. And that's sad. Many people do. Many people do. To be a success is to be settled, stable, and be secure. Will you look at me? Keep your finger in Josh. Will you look at me in Matthew? Can we look at the words of Jesus for a minute, what Jesus said about success? And did he say, did Jesus speak among them? Sure he did. The Bible speaks about these things, and Jesus spoke about these things. In Matthew 7 and verse number 24, notice what he says, and notice what the key and the hinge is for success. In Matthew 7:24, he said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, heareth these sayings of mine and doeth. Doesn't that sound like the Word of God? That's it, the Word of God. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. That's success. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. You say, what was Jesus saying here? If you don't follow and believe and obey what he's commanded, you are going to be a failure. And the floods and the rains and the trials and the cares of life are going to beat you down to nothing. And that happens every day across this nation. And we see people washed up on the shore of life, literally in the millions. You say, why? Because they failed at the basics of life. You can be a success at the basics of life. You can be. But there's a way to be successful with the basics of life. And it's by following the principles in the Bible. Let me give you this little simple one. Not only the basics of life, being a success with the basics of life, but being a success with your brood. You say, what's your brood? Well, if you ever live on a farm, your chicken had their brood, mama chicken had her brood. Hey, it's your family. Well, you notice what Joshua said at the end of his life. This is what he said about his family. I want you to notice this. Joshua 24 and verse number 15. I have these little sayings written on things at the house here. But notice what he says there. In Joshua 24 and in verse number 14, he says this. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and truth. Put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt and serve you the Lord. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that are on the side of the flood or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know why Joshua was a success? Because he said, me and my family are going to serve God. We're going to serve God. We're going to follow what God says. You know, the American home is in trouble. You know why? Because we've gotten away from the biblical plan of success. our homes are falling apart. And Hebrews 13:4 says this, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. God's plan is one man and one woman for a lifetime. That's God's plan. And there was a time when that was the plan across this nation, and America was so phenomenally successful. But something's happened. And America is failing. Society is failing. The church is failing. Why? Because our homes are failing. You know this is true. 66% of all marriages end in divorce. And I said all marriages. And you think about that. We live in a day when people can't even define marriage. I mean, we need the courts to define marriage because people don't know what marriage is. And I'm telling you, the day is coming. You mark it down. I mean, you say, well, what is marriage? People say anything you want it to be. And that's what it's going to be before it's through. I read in the paper that woman married a dolphin. I read in the paper where that guy married his dog. I read in the paper, that's what marriage is going to become across this nation, and we're going to fail horribly. And she wrote in the paper, I'm not a pervert, I'm not weird, I just love my dolphin. And I want to marry it. That ain't marriage. But see, America's failing because our homes are failing. Can you imagine when people begin to marry everything? See, that's not the prescription for success. That's the prescription for failure. I mean, God defines marriage as one man and one woman, Adam and Eve. Not Adam and Steve or Amanda and Eve. You understand that? That's the pattern for failure. Remember what the Bible said, as it was in the days of Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah? Was Sodom and Gomorrah a success or was it a failure? It was a failure. And God destroyed it. And the single-parent home has brought more destruction to our nation than an atom bomb. The single-parent home has brought more destruction to our nation than an atom bomb. Kids who don't know who their parents are. And I'm not being mean here this morning, but I'm just trying to be honest. We have situations where there's no dad in the home, there's no mom in the home. I mean, God help us. I mean, every kid in the home has a different last name, and it's no wonder we're in trouble. Now, do you say, does God forgive? Thank God He does, and God loves. And if you've had problems in your past, hey, God's good, and He's forgiving, and thank God He can pick up the pieces and make something out of what you got. But I'm telling you this morning, that's the destruction of America. And all you got to do is get involved in the bus ministry and you'll know it's true. All you got to do is be a teacher at school. Brother back here is a teacher. He'll tell you. School can't do nothing with kids who don't have no home life. We got all these kids up here. God bless them. God help them. And the hotels all over East Ridge. Half of them don't even go to school. You see, it's been the destruction of our nation. The Bible says, train up a child and the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. See, children got to have an example. You know what Joshua was? He was an example. You know what you read about Joshua's family? You don't read nothing about it. Because, hey, they fade off the pages and God had blessed his family. Because he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Wouldn't it be a blessing if all the parents brought their kids to church? That would be a blessing. Wouldn't it be a blessing if all the parents were an example to their children of how to worship and serve God? That would be a blessing. Wouldn't it be example if their words matched their example? That would be a blessing. You know, it's easy to tell your kids what to do, but it's better if you show them what to do. You see, that's the problem. You know, that's why our families are failing. That's why the brood is going by the wayside. The family, the home. Because, hey, our homes, they're not being a success. I'll tell you this, if you can raise your children up, and at the end, when they reach adult years, if they're in church, you're a success. You succeeded with something. Well, we're living in the day of failure, are we not? You think about the basis of life being a success. You think about our brood, our families being a success. But what, you know what else Joshua was? He was a success when it came to the battle. You realize Joshua conquered every nation that he came against. He conquered them. And Joshua chapter number 23 and verse number 8, as Joshua admonishes the people and encourages them as he's preparing to die, he pins down these words. And verse number 8, he said this, but cleave unto the Lord your God as you have done unto this day, for the Lord hath driven out from before you great nations strong. But as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase a thousand, for the Lord your God, he it is that fight for you as he hath promised you. Do you realize up to 1950, America had never lost a battle? But all of a sudden, the 60s generation came along, and we couldn't fight our way out of a paper bag. Vietnam was next, and then right on down the line. We proclaimed victory in Iraq and left, but did we win? We didn't win. We're going to proclaim victory in Afghanistan, and you know what's going to happen as soon as we leave there. It's over there. You say, why can't America win anymore? We've gone away from the Bible. When you join the military now, hey, they say you cannot use the name of Jesus Christ. Only name you can use is the name of God. And boy, our nation's gone the wrong direction ever since then. Christian people become so weak fighting battles because, hey, are we in a battle? We fight our battles with the world, the flesh, and the devil, and we fight that battle every day. But if you're going to win the battle and succeed and be successful and be a success, you got to listen to God. Joshua was a success because he listened to God. And the reason so many Christians are failing and miserably and having so many problems is because we're not following the instruction of what God's commanded. And 1 Peter chapter 5, the Bible says this. Brother Ron was preaching on it. But 1 Peter chapter 5, it says, let me get the verse here in verse 6. It says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walk about, seeking whom he may devour. Hey, the devil, he wants to destroy and kill the world, the flesh. They want to destroy and kill. You can't love the world and love God. I think the Bible makes that clear. The Bible says, love not the world, neither things that are in the world, for all is in the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father. The Bible says, he that loveth these things, that the love of God is not in him. So many are losing the battle when it comes to living for Jesus Christ. You say, what do I need to do? How about you start listening to God? That's a good place to start. Humble yourself around the mighty hand of God and see if God won't turn things around for you. The basis of life are the same way. See if God won't turn things around for you. Your family, your brood is the same way. See if God won't turn things around for you. The battle is the same way. See if God won't turn things around for you. How about this one? The body. You know, the body is a funny thing, is it not? We look in Joshua 24 again, and in verse number 29, he said, oh, don't preach on the body. Well, let me tell you something. The body is an important thing. Joshua 24, and if you'll notice what it says there, and let me get the verse I want, verse number 29. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. I think that's pretty successful. Hey, if you can live to be 110 years old, that's pretty successful. And if you can live to be 110 years old when you fought hundreds of battles and you went into battle with your own person, with a sword, and you live to be 110 years old, that's pretty good. Because there were a lot of people that didn't live very long in them battles. You read that there, and it says, and they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is in Mount Ephraim on the north side of the hill of Gaash. You think about that for a minute. You know what America's becoming? And this may be hard to swallow, but it's true. America is becoming a nation of physically weak people. You wonder why we're having a crisis health care in America? Years ago, nobody went to the doctor. They prayed and believed in God, and they did all right. Not anymore. We eat bad, we live bad, we exercise bad, we sleep bad. And we're crumbling physically and emotionally. Do you realize in America, 22% of Americans have severe mental illness? That's 66 million American people have mental illness. We are called the Prozac Nation, and sin will drive you crazy. You want to have problems in life? You want to have emotional problems in life? You just disregard what God says. And boy, you'll have them. You disregard what the Bible says about your body, and you'll have all kind of problems of life. 1 Corinthians in chapter number 6, that Bible says that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and we're not supposed to defile it. You got to take care of your body. But see, you want to be a success? There's things you need to do to be a success. What about this one? What about business? You know, there was a time when hard work and sacrifice and blood, sweat, and tears made people successful. Not anymore. Not anymore. You know, I mean, you think about this for a minute. I mean, not anymore. We live in a day, hey, when everybody wants a handout. Everybody, you know, the claims for disability have gone through the roof. People don't want to work anymore. They want what you got, but they don't want to work to get it. And our nation's collapsing economically because we've gotten away from the biblical principle of success. What did God tell Adam? Hey, work 6 days and rest on the seventh. Everything is so goofed up today. I mean, everything across our nation is goofed up today. We got the 7 day work week and people don't know if they're coming or going. You talk to Christopher, he works at Volkswagen, he'll tell you that's a rotating shift. Those guys are going to the doctors and the doctors are telling them, you got to get out of there or you're going to have severe physical problems. But see, we've left the pattern for success. People don't know how to be successful anymore. Kids today want what their parents took a lifetime to get. They want it in one day. They get married today and tomorrow they want everything mom and dad had that took them 30 years to get. And it's no wonder so many houses have been foreclosed on and repossessed because young people don't know how to take care of those things. And they try and get these things, but they're not responsible enough to pay for them or manage them. And they lose them left and right. Because they have to learn some things. There's a pattern for success. You have to sacrifice for what's important to you. It's not handed to you. Well, we got a generation that wants it handed to them, do they not? And they don't know what success is. Joshua was a success. But happiness is the Lord. Joshua was a success because he relied upon God for everything. Are you failing this morning? Are you failing at the basics of life? So many are. Are you failing when it comes to your family? Are you failing when it comes to the situations of life, the battles that you're going through? Are you failing with your health this morning? Are you failing in the financial realm? There's a pattern for success. But are you following the pattern? When you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and begin to follow the principles in this Bible, your life will be different. I'm glad I got saved when I was 17. You say, why? Because I began to follow this Bible and I didn't have to relearn everything. When you get saved at 35 and 40, it's hard to relearn everything. But when you get saved at a young age, you can begin to follow these principles and you can be a success. You can be a success. But it's only by following and obeying God's principles. Let's stand for prayer.